Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Uber is being sued by some 550 women nationwide who allege they were assaulted by drivers working with Uber. The complaint was filed in San Francisco County Superior Court Wednesday. Inflation hitting 9.1% under President Biden's watch is costing Americans every day. U.S. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana on Fox News Thursday morning, says the American people are being waterboarded by this president.
That he has mismanaged Congress, he's mismanaged COVID, he's mismanaged the border, he's mismanaged immigration, he's mismanaged crime, he's mismanaged America's energy independence, he's mismanaged Afghanistan, he's mismanaged the economy, and he's mismanaged inflation. Inflation is waterboarding the American people. People are scared.
We are USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
As rents and mortgages in America keep reaching new heights, New York City is simply out of control. The average price of a rental apartment in Manhattan surged above $5,000 a month in June for the first time ever. Appraisal firm Miller Samuel says New Yorkers may still be avoiding the office, but they want to live in the city. Demand is surging and is expected to intensify this summer. End quote. Europe is dealing with wildfires across multiple countries.
Firefighters from Portugal and Spain to southern France and Croatia are battling wildfires scorching Europe amid an unusual heat wave. Portuguese authorities say more than 600 people have been evacuated and about 120 needed medical attention. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
United States companies plan to invest $40 billion in Mexico between now and 2024. Mexican President Lopez Obrador told a meeting of U.S.-Mexican executives on Wednesday. Lopez Obrador was in Washington this week after a meeting with the Mexican president and his U.S. counterpart, Biden, as well as other officials. As many Republicans wonder who is running the White House, President Biden this week said the same thing.
Every time I hear Hail to the Chief Wonder, where the f*** is he? Took me a long while, but you think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president?
Our country needs more than a teleprompter president, so says Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California.
It's very concerning. You worry about is the teleprompter the president, or just how he repeats whatever he reads. But it's very serious, Sean. I mean, think of this. What he has caused by this inflation, by the rise in gasoline prices, by a border that's not secure, where fentanyl is now the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45, it's cutting into your paycheck. If you've had a constant salary for the last year, you have now worked for 1 month for free. This is kind of the Pelosi pay cut. Families are bringing home less. The prices continue to rise, and their money goes not as far as they had in the past. They are now having to pay like a new car loan without having a car, all because of the Democratic spending.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. David Summerall is back with us to talk about, about the boys, about freeing the Proud Boys. You know, even if the government doesn't understand by now, at least the public does. I think the public is getting it. I mean, we see what's going on with his J6 committee hearings, and what a faux trial. I mean, the thing that is quite revealing in all this is that this is a modern day star chamber that is happening with our government officials, and you've got to understand is that if this can happen, you know, to a former president of the United States, which isn't new. I mean, they did the same thing to Nixon, for goodness sakes. You know, we talked with Jeff Shepard, who wrote his new book about the Nixon conspiracy. He was one of the attorneys on staff with Nixon, and it took him a number of years to get down to the truth through FOIA requests to really discover what a band of Democratic attorneys. Now, keep in mind, okay, Democrats against Republicans and what they did to Richard Nixon. And, the point of the conversation, the final summary was that between Jeff and myself was that, this sounds eerily similar, what's happening right now with Donald Trump. Very similar to what happened with Richard Nixon in terms of disqualifying him and getting him out of there. I mean, that is the goal of the Democrats and those Republicans who are siding with the siding against an America First policy. David, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's good to be with you. I'm doing really good, man. And you are spot on that whole thing. It is eerily familiar. We're seeing the same thing. And you look at the Proud Boys. I mean, let's look back in history at all the bad things the Proud Boys ever did wrong. I can't think of anything. They're not BLM or Antifa. They actually started protecting people when the police wouldn't. And that's what gave them a bad name. So now the SPLC vilifies them. You know, all these organizations on the left try to, hunt them down, sedition hunters, capital hunters. And, they're swatting citizens these days. They're putting people in harm's way. But, Bill, I appreciate you putting light on this subject, man. More people need to know that this is a repeat of history, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, it really is. And again, it's important to tell the Proud Boys story because that narrative has been one-sided in much the same way as we're seeing with January 6th. They're being used as scapegoats all to hide what was their agenda to begin with. And why January 6th came about, the country was you know, asking questions that the mainstream media wasn't interested in finding out. Elected officials, even Republican elected officials, were not interested. It was the bureaucracy had circled their wagons to say, no, this is the outcome that needed to happen, regardless of what was fair and right and just. It was the outcome that the bureaucracy wanted, and now here we have it. And God forbid, David, that any of us would ask a question. Go, wait a minute, this doesn't add up. And we got 1,000. We've got 1,000 signed affidavits at the risk of people if they violate, if they were telling the lie whatsoever. It's you don't pass go, you don't collect, you go straight to jail for signing an affidavit that make a false statement, right? So that to begin with. We have video evidence of stuff that, okay, it may not be ironclad, but doggone it, it is suspicious. It makes you wonder what's going on. Pat Cipollone, he's on the other day talking about, oh, I just can't imagine the government would want to get a hold of the voting machines. Well, that's part of the problem. And you had the Dominion representative come before Congress and say, well, no, there was no way connected with the Internet. Well, what do you call this thing called a modem that was in the Dominion machines? We can't look at that?
Well, that's what the people
showed up for.
And that's what the people showed up for, brother. And that's exactly what happened. And the Proud Boys were there to protect people, and the people weren't represented. So we showed up for ourselves like we're supposed to do. We wanted a peaceful redress, and literally, you know, that's the police attack. We can talk about all that, but there were murders that day that the media has covered up. They weren't natural causes. That's what people don't understand.
Exactly.
The girl didn't die, you know, from a drug overdose. These are the lies. The media, when was the last time they told anyone the truth? See, that's the question. So when you consider that all the Dominion stuff, all the Mike Lindell stuff, you know, trying to vilify him for chasing this story down, and, you know, everybody that's involved in the process of trying to save our rights are put on the same list, and it's good people. Mm-hmm. They're wholesome people. Now, the Proud Boys, look, a beer-drinking club. We know that about the Proud Boys. They just want to, but, hey, they were forced into a political situation by protecting patriots that were at these events that Antifa were beating up. They went to do, we have video of two of the Proud Boys on January 6th saying, we don't have plans at the Capitol. Our plans are this evening with Antifa. The other guy was asked, are you going inside the Capitol? He said, we're not. We don't have any plans to go in the Capitol. Yeah. You can. I mean, plain as day.
Exactly.
You have the video that surfaced of them saying, look, we're there to protect people. We're not going past the line. We're not even drinking that day. Now, you know how hard that is for a beer drinking club to say, we're not even drinking because we want to do what's right. So, I mean, this is the reality of it, but the media will never tell. And when people say, look, I can't get involved with January 6th because I really just don't know what happened, just know you've been lied to, and let that be the motivation to make you get involved, because this is the fight of our lives, and these people are suffering. You know this, Bill, every single day.
Exactly.
500-plus days without a day off. They don't get a vacation. They can't go to the lake or the barbecue. Their families are suffering, and we're just trying to get people motivated and you know, passionate and sympathetic, empathetic with these guys, because a lot of, like, look at Pam Hiphill. You saw the 69-year-old granny that goes to jail for 60 days for a misdemeanor because the judge says he has to do something. Who's pressuring these federal judges? That's not legal. How can they say they're under pressure to get big sentences on misdemeanor crimes for 60? She's a 42-year alcohol drug counselor. She's a great lady. She got shoved in the building. And they're putting her under the bus, and people need to be not up in arms in the violent sense, but up in arms in the sense that we're not going to take this anymore. You're hurting people, and that's our government, man. People need to wake up to it.
Exactly. Well, here it is. I mean, you believe a precedent was already established with what they didn't do with Black Lives Matter and all the damage they did, you know, for five, six months, you know, throughout the country, something like, I don't know, estimated $2-4 billion, whatever, a lot of money, a lot of zeros there behind all the damage that they had done. And how many of them ended up in jail? You know, unbelievable, you know.
That's right. All those areas that they took and said that they weren't United States anymore, and where are they in jail? No, they're not.
Exactly. Right. Well, the deal is, again, this is the multi-tiered justice system that has become the United States of America. And this is what we're standing for, David, and we continue to stand with you and with those patriots that are in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. I mean, this is the basis of our republic. This is what this is all about, which Benjamin Franklin, when he was asked, okay, what kind of government do you got? He said, well, a republic, if you can keep it. Well, this is part of keeping it, is that it demands a proactive electorate who is interested and involved in pursuing that said truth.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's one of the few places you can come to get the whole truth and nothing but, especially when it comes to January 6th and what happened to well-meaning Americans that wanted to preserve the republic. It seems that the House of Representatives in this January 6th committee hearing is more interested in anything but the truth and nothing but. And we're grateful that David Summerall is with us. His website, Stop the Hate, he's the founder, and it's stophate.com, not stop the hate. So get rid of the adjective article out of there. So just stophate.com. And, appreciate David's heart and his passion for the country, a passion for the truth at a time when it's not necessarily popular, that you can be maligned to be against the current tide that hates everything that Donald Trump represented, that is disdainful toward the truth, that really is not interested in this constitutional republic. I mean, that's real clear, isn't it? I mean, last week, the administration came out with the announcement that, we've got this new liberal world order that's coming about. And, that's all consistent with the World Economic Forum and everything else that has nothing to do with the democracy and making America first. I mean, America has been sold out at our expense, and our people are suffering. And this is just the beginning. With 9.1% inflation rate right now, and Art Laffer says, hey, look, it's not going to stop here. You know, the policies and everything that the Democrats continue to do is to hurt us all the more. And so it is important that we get down to what happened on January the 6th, because the facts do matter. Elections do matter. And this election in particular was not honored. And they haven't honored us, David, with giving us enough respect to even, tell us, okay, what do you know? What gives you the confidence that the results of the 2020 election was solid? I have not heard one word, one iota of empirical evidence that would give me peace of mind to say that, 10 million more people voted for Joe Biden, who was, held down in his basement for his campaign. He got more than 10 million more votes than Barack Obama, the iconic president that he served under. How is that possible?
Well, it's not. And, man, we know what fraud looks like now. And we see the cover-up. And this January 6th thing is a huge part of the fraud. Look, if there was zero fraud, then we didn't have the right to picket and protest. But if there was fraud, we had the right to do that. But now we're getting charges. They're trying to own that narrative. And the way the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers play into this, those are people of action. And like you said, it's not if you will be vilified. There's no question. You will be attacked if you stand up against this government. They've said if you speak about COVID or if you speak about the election, January 6th, you're in trouble. And listen, we came back from January 6th and said they're coming after everybody. And they said, no, we're not, y'all. We didn't do anything that made us look bad. We're not. But those are the original election auditors that went. That's what we tried to say. And then they went to a school board meeting and said, we don't like CRT. And then the FBI bangs on their door. But, the Proud Boys, man, they started a long time ago, Gavin McGinnis, and the SPLC came after him so hard he resigned as president and gave it over to Enrique Tarrio, which is in prison right now. He wasn't at January 6th at all, but they put him in prison for it anyway. These are thought crimes. Enrique took the hit for his boys about a BLM flag that got burnt in D.C. a year ago or two. And he went to jail for that. He served his time. He was not on January 6th, but he's still a part of what they're calling a seditious conspiracy with the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. But here's how it's important. If you can break that and say, look, the Proud Boys had nothing to do with it. Now there's nothing to do with the Oath Keepers either. There goes their whole story, the pre-plan. Right now the government's trying to tie in General Flynn and all the organizers for the event before January 6th. The big marches, the state capitol rallies, and they're trying to say this is all part of a big plan. So everybody, if you went to these rallies, get ready for that knock on your door. This is a growing thing, and it's about taking action, but that's why we need to take more. And we've talked, Bill, several times about it. That's where the fun is. That's where the rubber meets the road. People need to get out there and get involved and show yourself well-proven. Study, see what's going on. The Proud Boys did nothing wrong, That's exactly the truth. And the Oath Keepers, go ahead.
Well, you know, they're, again, let's confront the lies. I mean, they say the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers had guns. Were there guns evident there?
No, absolutely not. And we saw even in the hearing where the lady got up and said that she saw a Proud Boy and one of the other guys at the front gate. Well, that happened, you know, 50 or 60 yards past where she was. If she really saw that, it'd be amazing. They're mixing the story up in these hearings. They're getting the time stamps wrong. They're blatantly lying about factual things that we can prove on video. And it's like they don't even care. They're making their own story. Just like you said, it's a make-believe fairy tale, and they're trying to craft this. So there's a thing called a domestic violent extremist, and they're trying to get this phrase nailed down. That's what they've been buying time for. And if they can get people that are a threat to properties or persons, see, if you threaten to go to the Capitol now, you're a domestic violent extremist. If you threaten not to submit to the mask mandate, if you threaten not to take the shot, if you threaten not to do anything, then you're a threat. And that domestic violence, we see these enhancements on these sentences that these guys are getting. That's why Matthew Perna killed himself, because the government said, we're going to add enhancement to your sentence. And for what? These people aren't violent people. They're first offenders. They've never, for the most part, had a record. 72% are veterans. The government hates veterans, hates Christians, hates the family. And like you said, they're trying to do this whole globalist thing. And it's time for us to stand up and say, we're going to put our foot down. We're not going to do this anymore. Let's take the power back and give it to the people. Just like Trump said when he was inaugurated, that we're switching it back from them to us. We need to step up and act like it and just take the floor.
Mm-hmm. How many people, David, do you know are people of faith, Christians, that participated? Do you have any idea?
You know, I would say the vast majority. Listen, these guys are witnessing to each other. They're doing Bible studies, they're prayer groups in the prison. We had an event in Missouri 2 weeks ago with the families, and we were able to have about 9 of the prisoners actually call in while we were with the family groups. And they minister to us. They are saying, keep the faith, be, you know, enjoy Independence Day, enjoy, fight for your freedoms and your rights, enjoy them, you know, while you have them, and pray for us and lift us up, and we're praying for you. And God is doing something in their lives. He is preparing them. And I'm telling you, these guys are articulate, they're smart, they have faith, and they're going to come out being the congressmen and the senators, maybe even a president in there somewhere. But they're the heroes of the day that were trying to rescue people and save people, and they're trying to say that they're bad guys when it's absolutely not true. And the American people can't stand by and let that go any longer.
Well, the deal is, the American people allowed the Democrats, Barack Obama's administration, the IRS, go after the Tea Party. Look at what they've done, what they did to the Tea Party, and canceling the Tea Party, not giving them their natural right to tax exemption. I maintain that, this is back in the days, that there were six to eight voting cycles, but those voting cycles continue because of the interference that was done by the bureaucracy, and in particular, the Biden-Obama administration, and the attack on freedom-loving patriots who want a country, who actually believe in the Constitution, that believe in all that it represents, and that is the ground, the solid ground on which they stand, their God-given, inalienable rights. And there's something about that, David, that is so supernatural, is that when God gives you a right, that is something that no one can take from you. You can surrender it. You can give that up. But it is not, you know, God is not going to take it away from you, you know, but man will do everything they can. And this is what they're doing right now. Go ahead. I'm going to let you wrap it up. 30 seconds left.
Hey, that's exactly right. And that's where we have to step in. It's God first, country second. There's a reason. God gave us the rights. The Constitution is just to write those down for us and make the government keep up with them. But it's by the people, for the people, not by the government, for the people. You know, they're not doing anything but hurt us. So we need to take
exactly.
that position back and just know this whole system screams uniparty, and that we're tired of it, and we're not going to take it. Well, God bless you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Uber is being sued by some 550 women nationwide who allege they were assaulted by drivers working with Uber. The complaint was filed in San Francisco County Superior Court Wednesday. Inflation hitting 9.1% under President Biden's watch is costing Americans every day. U.S. Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana on Fox News Thursday morning, says the American people are being waterboarded by this president.
That he has mismanaged Congress, he's mismanaged COVID, he's mismanaged the border, he's mismanaged immigration, he's mismanaged crime, he's mismanaged America's energy independence, he's mismanaged Afghanistan, he's mismanaged the economy, and he's mismanaged inflation. Inflation is waterboarding the American people. People are scared.
We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Julian Raven is going to join us, going to talk about his new book, Odious and Cerberus, that documents an immigrant's journey from painter to free speech champion. His conservative artist dared to challenge the politically correct Smithsonian's rejection of a Trump painting, believe it or not. Julian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill, and thank you for having me on.
Hey, it's an absolute honor. Julian, give us a little bit of your background here before we talk about what happened with the Smithsonian. You are a great success immigrant story, and I want the people to understand and appreciate who you are and what you're doing on behalf of freedom.
Well, thank you. Yes, my story, I mean, I think there are millions of amazing American stories, immigrant tales that this country has been a magnet for. And my journey started in London, England. I was born in London, and my parents, at a tender age of two, me being two, that is, they moved to southern Spain, where my father at the time was like, well, you know, I think I could run my business from the golf course. You know, he was somewhat of an entrepreneur, and the fax machine had just been invented. So he took the leap of faith to go and live in sunny southern Spain, play golf, and then run his business by a fax. So I got the blessing of growing up in this beautiful part of Europe on the Mediterranean, right near Gibraltar, overlooking Africa. Mm. Just a beautiful, idyllic childhood in that setting. Very simple. Spain was very primitive back then, but beautiful, very safe. And that was the wonderful context I was blessed to grow up in.
So here you are. I mean, talk about having, I mean, it's like you lived in a painting there, didn't you?
In Spain, yeah, as far as beauty is concerned, it's very, very
beautiful.
Yes. It's picturesque. The light in certain times of the year in southern Spain, especially in September, it's magical. I mean, the way the sun, the angle of the sun, there's something about it that makes it absolutely a painter's paradise. It's visually so beautiful. So I did, but moving to the United States, another beauty again in God's beautiful world. Oh my goodness, living in upstate New York, delighting myself in the seasons. You know, down in southern Spain, it was always blue skies, 72 degrees, about 300 days of the year, perfect microclimate.
Right.
But as an artist, I love the drama and the extremes of the temperature changes up here in New York State, from the tundra of winter to the scorching summer to the fall and the blazing colors in the trees and to the magnificent
spring.
So absolutely beautiful seasons, amazing to me.
Yeah, the way you mentioned these blazing colors of autumn, I remember the first time that I went to the Northeast and saw the autumn colors. And I'm from Southern California, so everything in Southern California through my formative years was smog brown. You know, so you imagine my delight when I go to the Northeast and I'm seeing the colors of the autumn colors. Oh my gosh, how majestic!
Absolutely, absolutely. It really is. You know, there was the sort of anecdote I grew up with, you know, where people would say, if you go to, more of a cliche actually, if you go to Europe, you see the hand of man, which is true. You can go and see the incredible history and the architecture, and it's absolutely magnificent. But you come to the United States to see the hand of God, and from our vast landscapes to then this marvelous symphony of just colors, it really is. For me, I've been very inspired. I've painted many of the seasons continually because I get arrested by the beauty of nature up here. It is that beautiful. So I thank God for being
here. Exactly.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I love your characterization of the hand of God. I mean, that is the root of America and what it represented to the world. I mean, 246 years of history. You know, we're humanoids. I'm not claiming any kind of perfection, but clearly any of the brilliant things and the wonderful things, the magical things of this country, we owe it to the hand of God, no doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a wonder. It has been inspiring to me, and it is a testimony. It is a testimony God has forged of himself. That is, as we know from scriptures, that man is inexcusable to deny. Because who in their right mind can deny the beauty, just beauty in itself? You're like, oh, my God. I mean, the snowstorms that I wake up in this. I mean, I have been touched. And, yes, spring, unbelievable. And then, you know, glorious summer colors we have in the wildflowers. But then it really does sort of climax in the fall. When we and falls can be different, but you have this blazing color sometimes that is, it just stops you. You're like, I can't believe it. So as an artist, I get the impression, like, seared in my mind, and then I'm back to my studio, and it's, how do I express that emotional impact? That it's very difficult, you know. We feel like little ants, like, scratching on the paper, you know. But I've developed a technique that manages to convey the passion and expression, because that's, to me, the beauty of God that's revealed through nature. So that's me as an artist, Bill.
Amen. Well, very cool. Well, Julian, let's talk about this painting that caused all this controversy, Unafraid and Unashamed, that featured Donald Trump alongside a bald eagle. Tell us, you know, how this came about.
Well, it was very interesting. Trump had always been a curiosity to me as a New Yorker. From way back when, it's documented in my story, right from when I first came to America back in 1996, when I first arrived. And it's just been one of those stories sort of in the background. There's like Trump is part of the lore of New York State. In 2014, he expressed an interest in becoming governor of the state. And to us folks up here in New York, upstate New York, it's like, oh, my goodness, we have a businessman, someone who has some common sense approach to life. We could do with a reprieve from Cuomo, because we have a real crisis of leadership here in New York. So that was exciting, but then it didn't happen. And then 2015 came about with the announcement on the escalator in June of 2015. And I was like, wow, this could really be something. And I thought about it.
Right.
And then a whole series of events took place that I will allow the reader to discover, because I had some incredible moments where I suddenly knew this man is going to become president, and it caused me to paint this painting. And I also, as an artist, I knew the story of Shepard Fairey and the Obama Hope poster, and how this artist from nowhere like became very well known because of this painting. And it was like, well, as an artist, this could be my chance to do something great in art and to establish my career. Well, it sort of was that, and it wasn't that, because it became this upward hill battle because of the controversy that Trump generated. But I did paint this massive 7-by-15-foot portrait. I basically put it on my shoulders and carried it around the country and had all sorts of experiences as a newborn American citizen, because in 2015 it was my honor to become a citizen of the United States. It all coincided with me painting this painting. I was immersed in those images of the eagle and the flag and the colors and the story that those symbols represent. And right at the same time, I get my letter from the immigration that I can go now to the ceremony and be sworn in as a citizen. So it was an absolutely wonderful time and such a blessing and honor to become an American.
And, you know, can you expand on that a little bit more? Because I think, you know, for some Americans who were born here, we take this for granted, but we love to hear the stories of immigrants. And, you know, again, it reminds us of this great American idea that has blessed us. But it is always special when we hear, you know, from the heart of an immigrant what America means to them.
Well, it for me personally, I mean, I wept on that day. I had been through so much. I had gone through all sorts of trials and difficulties. My story's recorded there in my book. It's an immigrant's odyssey, and it, just amazing interventions of God, the manifestation of God's plan in my life, His hand upon my life in this country. So many things. And then as you come here, reading and studying and learning and finding out this incredible, you know, the trace of grace woven through the history of this nation, the people, the courageous men and women throughout the ages who have stood up and forged this nation. And I'm like, I can become an American too. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus. But this is the people that I want to become a part of. And it just has taken my life. And what was, I think, remarkable to me at the timing of becoming a citizen is that's when I swore the oath. That's when I raised my hand and passed the leash.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
And Bill Martinez, Julian Raven is with us. We're talking about his new book, Odious and Cerberus. He's an American immigrant's odyssey and his free speech legal war against the Smithsonian corruption. It's a true story from the artist who, came to the United States as an immigrant. He's in New York. He sees the rise of, a citizen. You know, Donald Trump, and in much the same way as you've heard me appreciate Donald Trump as a businessman, as a true chief executive officer that could do something to right the insanity and the inefficiencies of a bloated government. And you're thinking, okay, maybe he could help. And initially it was like, okay, he could straighten out New York and run for the governor's office. That didn't happen. But then a year and a half later, here's the opportunity for him to announce himself as a candidate for the presidency. And, of course, we know the history. And Julian is in the midst of this. I mean, he is watching this. And at the same time, he's becoming and taking his oath as an American citizen. And so he's part of the American woof and warf and fabric of American patriotism. And he's inspired to, he's an artist, so he's inspired to do a painting of Donald Trump. And he wants to get it out there. I mean, that's his right as anybody. The right of free speech is to take this painting, and so he realizes that he's got to do some self marketing, and he's going to put this on his shoulders. And he transports the painting to Iowa to campaign for Trump in the caucuses. And after several attempts to present the painting to Donald Trump, and after showing it at a political art convention, he even offered to loan the painting to the National Portrait Gallery of the Smithsonian Institution. And so, Julian, let's pick it up from there. What happened after you offered to loan the painting to the Smithsonian?
Well, Bill, that idea had come to me because I had met people across the country that when they would see it, they would say, oh, this needs to be in the Smithsonian. I wasn't sure what that meant. So So after the win, the triumphant win in November of 2016, I was like, okay, so this is the next step then with this painting. I'm going to present it to the Smithsonian. And I then do the research. I find out, oh, look, the Shepherd Fairey Hope poster that my painting was showed with in California at Politicon in 2016, that same portrait was displayed for President Obama's inauguration 2009, 2013. Mm-hmm. I was like, they show political artwork as a tribute to the incoming president-elect? How wonderful, I thought. Well, here's my painting. So I get this application together. I get support from New York politicians, representatives of upwards of 200,000 New Yorkers, and I present this application to the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery. Well, I get a call from the director herself, Kim Sayers, an Australian, by the way, not even an American citizen. She's a foreigner, director of the National Portrait Gallery, and basically it turned into an 11-minute argument how she tramples the law, she lies, she violates my speech rights. She says, your painting's too political. And I said, well, so the Obama Hope poster is not political? I mean, it was
exactly right. Yes.
It was mad because, you know, it was just this one person who had an opportunity to call up some little artist and give them a piece of their mind. That's what she was doing. And at the end, she basically, after I rebutted all of her objections, which were just her own personal objections, had nothing to do with the standards of portraiture acceptance with the museum, all her own personal bias. After I challenged her, continuing at the end of it, raising her voice in her Australian accent, she goes, I'm the director of the National Portrait Gallery. She says, your application will go no further. You can appeal it all you want. And she quick hands up the phone. And it was a full-blown argument. And so she challenged me to appeal. And after I go through these days of, like, just being stunned that I get this call, because it really stunned me and shocked me, mm-hmm. I then go on this journey of my appeal to the Smithsonian National Portrait Gallery and to the courts, all the way up to the Supreme Court. And what's really remarkable, Bill, is that this free speech lawsuit that I embarked on, the research that I uncovered, 3 years of research, revealed something about the Smithsonian, the entity status of the Smithsonian Institution, that is really at the heart of the book, because I uncovered things that have been hidden and have caused the Smithsonian to be somewhat of an untouchable legal enigma. I don't know if you remember that the documentary about Ben Stein about 10 years ago called Intelligence Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. You recall that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah.
And they persecuted this Christian scientist, Richard von Sternberg, and they booted him out of the Smithsonian. They silenced him. They conspired against him. The institution just destroyed this man's career. Well, that same situation was basically happening to me in a different way because of my beliefs, being conservative, being Christian, being Republican, being pro-Trump. Everything that they despised, they basically were set against, this woman was. So by me uncovering this entity status confusion in the Smithsonian Institution, because guess what? The Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is the chancellor of the Smithsonian Institution. The vice president sits on the board of the Smithsonian Institution, 3 members of Congress, 3 members of the Senate. They all sit on the board of the Smithsonian, and yet the federal courts say, no, but the Smithsonian Institution is the federal government through and through. And I was like, well, hold on a second. Violating the separation of powers. How can there be all members of the government sitting together at the same table making a decision? It's impossible. So my quest now has become, after all that I've been through, this journey for a congressional amendment. This is the next phase of my journey to force a clarification of the Smithsonian Act of 1846. The people that I've met along my journey, most people, they are very unaware of what the Smithsonian is all about. And I documented in my book, I highlight all of this research, this incredible journey of learning, and then the journey, the next phase, which is to bring about this congressional amendment, which is the activism stage of my journey now, to say we need to see change in this institution come about to allow the law to function, because no laws, Bill, apply to the Smithsonian Institution. If you read my case and read the judges' opinions, they are a lawless institution that nobody until now has been able to hold to account Senator Grassley, Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes. They have tried bills year after year after year to bring the Smithsonian into compliance with law, and they have failed continually because it's like a slippery eel, and no one has been able to grab it. And that now is my mission, and I'm calling on my next appeal is to the American people, like yourself and your listeners, to say, join me to bring this institution to heel, because then Christians and conservatives are not going to be constantly blacklisted and barred from it's our institution. It's madness.
It brings to the forefront, and the question here, Julian, if the Smithsonian is doing it, how many other institutions are following the same code?
Absolutely, and that's the point. And the Smithsonian Institution has become such a rubber stamp ideological system where liberal causes and agendas, godless agendas, have been certified under the authority of the banner of the Smithsonian Institution, but they've passed through all of this garbage and they get certified because nobody has been able to hold them to account and to challenge them and bring them to legal compliance. You'd be surprised what you find out when you read what I've uncovered and what I'm now challenging Congress to do, because, like I said, the senator failed, the congresswoman failed. It's now up to we the people. This is what I love about America, the genius of the American people. It's up to us. If we just sit around and be quiet, nothing happens. We've got to pick up the phone and write letters and bang on the congressman's door and say, listen, this is wrong. You've got to make it right. You've got to fix this law, because that's, I believe, my duty and our duty as Americans.
Well, God bless you for doing this. Yeah, this is awesome that you're doing this, because this is what we the people, you know, I tell people the three most important words in the Constitution is we the people. It commands us into action. And this is what it looks like. What you're doing, an immigrant, you are now a citizen, a naturalized citizen, are showing us what it's all about. Odious in Cerberus, explain to our audience. I mean, the title is quite attention getting, and people may be, you know, what Cerberus, you know, if they don't understand, I mean, there is a lot in that word and in the title of this book. Break it down for our audience. We got about a minute and a half left here, Julian, if you would.
Very good. It is somewhat of a riddle that the book explains, but the most amazing part, I didn't come up with this. A federal judge gave me this title. You've got to think that the three-headed beast, that Cerberus, this ancient mythological beast, it is explained in detail, the cockamamie madness that has gone on in this institution and in my case. And that is why odious, and you say, well, who is odious? Well, you'll find out who is called odious and who's Cerberus. Mm. You'll find out who is called Cerberus. I just took it and made it my title because I thought, wow, that's a great title. So it's a challenge. It is a riddle to be understood by reading the book, though.
Well, and it will be an inspiration to people who are so frustrated, Julian, with the government that we have today that does not reflect the intent of our founding fathers, does it? We got 20 seconds left. No.
Yep. And Bill, exactly. What I want to say to the American people, it's up to us. You said it yourself. We, the people. When I swore that oath, I'm like, well, I'm bound to my oath. And it's the same oath, but the president swears. We need to act. We cannot just wait for others to do it. We, the people, must act.
Odious and Cerberus is the name of his new book. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Julian Raven.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Frustrated trying